This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
David, tell me the story called The Billionaire's Dream.
Yes, The Billionaire's Dream. I was working with a player who had to play Maria Sharapova on court one at Wimbledon. And naturally, Sharapova is a pretty intimidating player. And it was her first time on such a massive show court. And naturally, extremely nervous. So I took her onto the court, you know, at about 10 o'clock in the morning. Before it was open to the public, so it's just the court. And we just sat on the side of the court so she could feel the whole atmosphere of this court. And, you know, talking through her tactics and what she was going to do. And then I said to her, the thing you do have to remember is this is something that you're about to do that you've earned. And it's a dream come true. You're playing Sharapova on a show court. It's something that a Richard Branson, a Bill Gates, anybody, billionaires, would pay an absolute fortune to have the moment where you can genuinely walk on this court as a competitor playing for your livelihood. And you know, these are things that you just can't buy. You have to earn it. So if people are willing to pay so much money to experience even vicariously these situations, this is an unbelievable opportunity for you, and it's gold dust. Nobody can ever take this away from you. You know, you have played Maria Sharapova on a show court at Wimbledon. You know, hopefully this is the start of many times, but even if it happened to be just a one-time thing, you have it for the rest of your life. And billionaires would pay an absolute fortune to experience something like this just once in their lives, but it's not open to them. This money can't buy. You have to be good enough to get here.
And David, tell me, so that story is very powerful. What was the impact?
She was very relaxed when she went out there. She didn't win, but she played well. Unfortunately, the girl shortly after that had to have wrist surgery and is only just coming back now. So she's had a long, long time out, and hopefully she will get there again. But you could see her whole face visibly relaxed, and she started to see it as an amazing opportunity rather than something to be feared. And she enjoyed the experience as well. It's very difficult to beat a massive player first time on any court. And on a big show court, it's very difficult. But she acquitted herself extremely well and enjoyed the whole experience, which I've found in the past where players have had an experience like that, they've been so nervous and it's been such a blur that they didn't even enjoy it, and that's a tragedy. So I was very pleased for her, and I'm pretty sure she'll get back there again.
Thanks, David. Thanks for sharing the billionaire's dream.
Well, I mean, what I would say is anybody who's presenting, you know, in front of people or pitching for an extremely big job, it's a privilege to be in that position. You know, you've earned the right to be there, and therefore, you know, don't see it as something to fear, but actually this is a reward for all the work over the years. And there would be a lot of people in your industry, wherever it is, who would maybe be dying to be in your position. And, you know, see it as something as a privilege, and, you know, be grateful for that. And therefore, you know, don't get intimidated by it.
Yeah, actually, I think I can build on that. I mean, I remember a situation where I was promoted to be a national accounts manager, and I was given a customer, which was Safeway, back in the day. And I was just in my mid-20s working for Kellogg's. My first meeting, I was terrified, absolutely terrified going down there, because I didn't think I was ready. But I can tell you, if I look back on it now, so many people would have loved that job. To be promoted so quickly, to go in at that level,
yeah.
Something typically you'd work your way up to over a period of 10 years. I've been in head office for 18 months. I'm not telling the story to impress, but just to impress upon you that actually what I didn't have was I didn't have the mindset that enabled me to get a grip. And so I got off to a pretty ropey start because I just didn't have the mental strength to go with the position I now had. And if I'd only thought about the privilege.
Yeah, and the thing is, you wouldn't have been promoted to that position if people didn't believe in you. And therefore, you had earned it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you wouldn't be in that position.
Yeah, it's funny, actually. I remember a sales director at the time when I said that this hotel's too good for me to be staying in. He laughed at me and said, "You've earned it. You're on the national account team now."
Yeah.
Whereas I've been a rep in the field, staying in the cheapest of travel lodges, and suddenly I was staying in a 3-star hotel, and I felt deeply uncomfortable. And he had to kind of make me relax about that. So you can imagine when I look back on it, what must I have been like when I showed up at Safeway's head office? I didn't think I was really entitled to stay in a decent hotel.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a common problem that, you know, people get into a situation and they don't really believe that they belong there. But many people have trodden that path before, and, you know, humans have an amazing capacity to learn very quickly and get comfortable in situations very, very quickly if they embrace it. And it's only fear that stops it from happening a little faster.
Mm. And I think the billionaire's dream is a great story because when I think about my young kids, they pretty quickly get used to just the very new situations, which could be quite intimidating and challenging. But somehow or other, when we become adults, we start to overthink things and then we become our own worst enemy.
Yeah, and you need to enjoy the big moment, because really, in your imagination, you're always dreaming about the big moments, whether it's, you know, getting a huge contract, you know, or playing on center court. And when you get there, it's a shame to actually not enjoy that big moment, because it is part of the dream.
Thank you, David.
Cheers.
Podcast Network.